Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Hey, on today's catch-up, the one and only Dennis Cometti put the blame squarely on Frio's players and not on the coach.
Yeah, Matt got a tattoo over the break.
Claire's got a nasty cut to the head.
Are those two connected? I'm not sure. And we find out if the crime rate in Mandurah really is as bad as it's been reported.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
What did you get up to, Clancy?
I was a little bit like Matt. I didn't get a lot done in my holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But when I did, I was sort of action man.
Okay.
So
there
was a few days where, I watched a lot of bad movies with Ben Affleck and, another one with, Bruce Willis. I watched The Jackal yesterday and Richard Gere was in it. And, a bit of time wasting, which was fun.
Hang on, Bruce Willis dyed his hair in that one. That's great acting.
He had about 40 different looks in the movie.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis still had hair in that one.
Yeah, right.
And my wife Laurie always says, you love watching bad movies. I said, I know, but you get halfway through. I want to know what the story, how it ends.
Yeah.
I want to see how they do it. Anyway, so on the holidays, we had the tiles of our floor in our kitchen and meals area cleaned.
We also
have these relatively high cupboards. You have sometimes in your kitchen you have cupboards that are a little bit higher and you put your things in, like your Christmas stuff in there.
Yep.
Or I know Laurie puts fancy serviettes you rarely use in there. So it's not used very often.
Yep.
Unfortunately, these cupboards open at about 6'3". And I'm a couple of inches taller than that, or in centimetres, 195. So about the 190 centimetre mark, these cupboards, the bottom of the cupboard door opens. These doors have rarely opened at our place, so it's not normally a danger.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Laurie had put those rare serviettes into that cupboard that day.
Mm.
An idiot here has gone past and not seen the cupboard is open, and the corner of the cupboard has collected me on the top of the head.
Oh.
And I thought I'd been shot, or one of the light fittings had fallen out of the ceiling.
Yeah.
I literally went down like a bag of spuds.
When the corner of furniture like that gets you, and on your skull as well.
Yeah, got me on the skull. So I'm literally on the floor of the kitchen going, I'm thinking I've cracked my, fractured my skull or something.
Yes.
Like, and, we've got pretty hard nuts, but that was really bad. So I'm on the floor going, big tough ones. And I'm on the floor going, and Laurie's at the other end of the house. So she comes running down and goes, are you okay? And then she's seen the blood.
So the blood
apparently was spurting out of my head like a Halloween scene.
Like a Quentin Tarantino film.
I was Jamie Lee Curtis.
And she's screaming, the tiles!
So she grabs a towel and I didn't know I was bleeding. I just could feel my head really sore. So she goes, we have to get you to emergency. So we hop in the car with a giant pink towel on my head and the blood keeps coming out of
my head.
So we're driving down the street and luckily I was with it enough to go, look, if we go to emergency, I'll be sitting there for 4 or 5 hours in emergency. Let's do that thing they say and go to a doctor.
Okay.
So we pulled up at the nearest doctor's surgery, which is like 3 minutes from home. And I said to Laurie, run in and see if they'll see me. So she runs in. I'm in the car still bleeding, trying not to bleed on the seats. And she goes, they'll see you. So this lovely Indian doctor in this place sees me and says, you've got the tiniest little hole in your head. You won't have a fractured skull. She goes, a healthy man like you won't have a fractured skull. I'm going back to her. So we go and see this woman. She puts a patch on it and says, there's a lot of blood in your head. So that's why when the footballers come off and they often look worse than they actually are, because there's so much claret. So we get home with this ridiculous patch on my hair, which is going to get stuck in your hair. It's going to be painful to cut out later on. We walk into the kitchen. There's the biggest pool of blood and not one drop in the grout of the tiles. And Laurie celebrates. Not the fact that I didn't break my skull. She just celebrated the fact that I didn't get any in the grout. It's not going to keep
a mess.
Well
done.
Yes!
A great guy.
So much blood. I should have brought some in to show you. Welcome to Show and Tell.
Yeah.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Ding.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Snaps over the shoulder.
The only brekkie show with this legend.
Oh, yes. Hang it on the wall. A work of art.
Let's talk footy with Dennis Cometti for Battery World.
And in the battle of the grand finalists from last year, the Eagles lost to Collingwood at Optus and the Dockers slipped to 13th. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning. Great to see you back.
Lovely to see you back.
How does it feel?
Yeah, good. I mean, I turned the news off for 2 whole weeks, which is my favourite part, and then I came back and found out that now we're all going for Ross Lyon. We're trying to get him sacked. I didn't know. I missed the memo.
I heard you talking about lynching before.
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
Not a football
it becomes
word.
Very no. serious all of a sudden.
More of a netball thing.
Well, you're right on top of it. That's been the happening news.
Yep, we can't. Ross is letting the team down.
No. Well, he is. No. They're letting him down. That's the coach's appraisal, I think.
Mm. He's sticking up for Fifey, though, isn't he? Saying Fifey's getting beaten
up. Why wouldn't you? He's your go-to man, isn't he?
I know.
No, they were disappointing. But let's start at the beginning because it was Friday night. Tough weekend. It's amazing how just one point can dominate your weekend, isn't it? Even a draw would have been very handy for the West Coast Eagles.
Yep.
But now they started the weekend second. This morning they're fourth. Mm-hmm. So they really need to win some games, at least four maybe in the run home. Possibly five to get a home qualifying final. Their run home is Melbourne, North Melbourne, Carlton, Adelaide, Richmond and Hawthorn.
Okay.
Clearly, they need to get Josh Kennedy kicking some goals,
they
don't
do.
They?
They certainly do. Yeah.
How do we do that? Well, he need an incentive?
Would you just nod there? Don't ask a question. just nod knowingly and say... Say nothing.
I'm nodding.
Mind you, Den, young Cameron's in and he can't miss at the moment, can he?
Oh, he's terrific.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah, seven goals from seven kicks or
out
something
of
like
nowhere.
That.
That's blistering pace on that forward line.
It is, isn't
How'd
it?
You be playing on them? That would be tough.
May I ask, Dennis, where are the Eagles at? Because it was only maybe 4 weeks ago we were talking about them being, you know, the best looking outfit in the AFL.
I think you're quoting me now.
I
had to bring it up, didn't you?
I know things, times can change.
They're very fluid, as a politician would say.
Yes.
Things are very fluid.
Yep.
Well, this could really come back to haunt them, this one, I think, because this was one, if they'd got this, the double chance really looked very promising indeed. A qualifying final in Perth. All that goes with that. But looking back over the game, we talk about Kennedy, no goals. That knock on McGovern early in the game, I reckon, was a pivotal thing as well.
Sure.
That knock never left him. And Meyer checked the guy he was supposed to be checking, was the difference in the game. He's another Tim Kelly, that guy. You remember he made his debut as a 25-year-old against Fremantle last season.
Very
and he kicked four goals.
Yeah.
Real good player out of nowhere.
Yep.
And, of course, Fremantle now, we'll get onto that, don't we, because this is where the lynching mob starts to make their move.
See, what a shame we're out of time.
Is that it? How are you finding the functions to host?
Well, the functions are fine. I just want us to win games. I want 4 points. We've been locked on seven wins for it feels like 7 weeks.
Do you find they're drinking more?
They are drinking. They're drinking a lot, and there's some people not going out after half time at the Derby, but anyway.
Well, four straight losses now, and their best five players were their best five players, if that makes sense. Fife, Brad Hill, Walters, Blakely, and Langdon, and they find themselves two games outside the five. Poor percentage. They should beat Sydney next Saturday night at Optus. Still, there's no cavalry coming. I saw Peel at the weekend.
I heard you. I was watching the TV. I heard you and Mark Redding's calling that game against East Perth.
There's nothing there.
Not a lot going on?
No.
Okay.
Then you go to the cupboard. You know what they say. Yeah. So, and East Perth, the team they beat, are getting over a bad marriage breakdown. I mean, how does that work?
Yeah. And Peel, at the moment, they had about four ruckmen playing in the same team. Now they've got none.
That's right.
It's bizarre.
That's right. They're short of bigs.
Yes, true.
That's the way it goes.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
And that's it. Wimbledon number five for the Serbian superstar. What a treat this has been.
Gattel's going to push for two. They've got to go. He's got it. England have won the World Cup. Absolute ecstasy for England.
Oh, that's a big call from a Kiwi commentator,
it
too.
Is, yes.
Yeah,
lovely.
It is. They could have staggered the events, you would have thought, wouldn't you? three on the one day. But, I stayed up and watched most of the cricket. But bad ending. I mean, it wasn't right. The headline in the New Zealand Herald today is actually New Zealand lose by zero runs.
It's so weird, isn't it? We were tied up and then there was a super over another tie.
Well, I heard the boys talking about it this morning. You guys said, so it was a tie. So how do they decide who wins then?
Well, they went down to the third tiebreaker, which was most boundaries, is most unsatisfactory.
Yeah. It is.
Isn't it?
Surely they could have gone another super over with two different batsmen and a different bowler. But I guess you've got to end it somehow.
Yeah.
Well, probably you do. And I suppose they had commitments at the end of it too. You know how television is.
Yeah.
They can't go forever. All of that comes into it, but
it
seems totally unfair to go for that length of time in the build-up. All those countries, and it comes down to, it's a flip of a coin, really, isn't
it?
Yes,
pretty
much. Boundaries.
One more boundary as opposed to a three. Heartbreaking.
Yeah. And, poor old New Zealand will take a while to recover from this. And even a sudden death tiebreaker at Wimbledon, that's controversial in its own way, isn't it?
Rules have changed, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. So... Yeah, funny night, and I'm not sure everyone would agree with what happened, but what do you do with the cricket? You can't go, as you say, forever, and you can't replay it again. I mean, last night was the grand final. The Poms are happy and deserve the win simply because over the last few years they've been easily the best one-day side in the world.
True.
So that came through, and you get validation, if you like, for that alone.
Yeah, true. And Ian Morgan's been a wonderful leader for them as well.
Yes, yes. You can't deny them that, but at the same time, we were in a tough spot choosing between New Zealand and England.
Yeah, I know. Australians
are very difficult. What do you do? What do you do?
We had that discussion on the weekend. Who do you go for?
Go the Dutch.
Normally just go for who's winning.
Yeah. And in the world of professional sport, it is extraordinary that people like Federer and Djokovic are still at the top of the game. I mean, particularly Federer.
Incredible.
It is amazing.
To still be there.
Yeah, two of the all-time greats. In fact, we've had three all-time greats going, haven't we, at one stage? Yeah. And I think when people look back on this era of tennis, they play so much, that's the problem. Mm. And in some cases, they dilute the product, I think. There's so much of them that you don't appreciate their greatness. But in terms of titles, when you look back, you'll say, wow, that is a body of work.
Yes, quite.
And having Rafa there as well, especially dominating the French.
Yes,
you know, in
absolutely.
Any other era, Andy Murray probably would have been the number one for a long period.
Yeah.
There you go.
The veterans. It's good to see guys of that age still doing it, too.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Certainly is.
Hey, good to see
and
you.
Good to see you guys
see you
again.
Thanks for having us back, mate. Oh.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Did you get a tattoo?
I got a tattoo. Right.
Really?
How late in the holiday was it? Was it like Friday or something?
Yeah, Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me. I've never, because we're all clean skin. I wouldn't have picked you as the tattoo type.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't talk a lot about it, but when I was in America, I met a Hopi Indian.
Yeah, sure.
And I got sort of, he told me that, you know, I had like a spirit animal.
Right.
Which was like a hawk.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Kind of theme, right? So I kind of went with that.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. What would you think I would have got if you?
I would have said maybe if you were going to get a tattoo, you might have gone some sort of Latin quote or maybe something to do with nature. Maybe like some leaves
nature.
Or.
And I don't know what, you know, hawk is in Latin.
Can you show us where is it?
I would, you know what I would have thought?
What?
I would have thought after the Bombers beat North on the weekend and they moved to eighth on the
ladder. Oh, yeah.
It would be like a bomber.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
What clothes are you taking off? Hang on.
T-shirt.
Oh, he's going for
he's taking
t-shirt.
His pants off. He's taking the shirt off. There's nothing on his back.
Nothing. Where?
A couple of freckles.
Oh,
so
he's
got them. Now that.
And I've also done me nipples.
Oh, you have too.
Oh, my God, you
He's got a hawk on his chest.
So
you have done your nip. Why did you do your nipples?
Oh, you know me. They were given a 2-for-1 offer.
Can I just say right now, Matt looks like the front of a Doors album.
Wow. And because you've teamed it with a necklace. Has the necklace come back from
India?
Oh, right. You got the full kit going.
So, I mean, I know you're both looking at me going, he really should have gone to a better tattoo artist.
It does, around the nipples, looks a bit much.
Yeah. So this has actually been done by Guzman and Gomez.
Oh,
there you go.
I got a burrito yesterday.
And
Steppy D came back with some... And they look so damn good.
They do look pretty good.
Well, the one on your chest, the hawk definitely does. But the nipples made me really nervous. I was like, why did
he do
that?
They made you nervous.
I didn't know what to say to you. I was like, that looks terrible.
Hey, did you borrow my, you know, to do your nipples, did you borrow this black Bic of mine, this pen?
The nipples are crazy.
Just slightly off, but, you know, there you go.
Wow.
Well done, man.
Okay, so it's coming off again soon.
Is that by the next time you go and get a burrito? Or?
Yeah, totally. But it's so cool.
It's great.
As if I'd get a tat. I mean,
know.
Not that I love ink.
I was so surprised.
I'm so averse to pain that
really
there's no way I was going to do it.
I've seen my son get a tat on his leg a couple of years ago, and it says family when he lost his granddad, right?
Yes.
And I was examining your art, going, now, is that ink real? I'm trying to look at it going, there's no colour there. What's going on?
A bit of UB40, WD40.
UB40?
UB40 will get it up. I wash it off with red wine.
Yeah.
This will fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah, good to see you guys. Look, I've got to say what a huge night of sport it was, particularly in the UK.
Yes.
With Wimbledon and English finally winning the World Cup. Our UK correspondent joins us from London. Gavin Gray, good morning, mate. Sensational night.
Oh, listen, I didn't know which TV channel to look at, where to stand, which screen, what radio to listen to. It's been absolutely fantastic. I was at Trafalgar Square where there were huge screens in a fan zone for the cricket and everyone was half keeping an eye on the tennis and the Formula One British Grand Prix. Quite extraordinary weekend.
It's hard to imagine everyone out there celebrating when Aussies just got up in the middle of the night not knowing they'd be awake for about the next 6 hours.
Yeah, it was just one of those weekends that have really actually been just incredible, because two of the victories were just so dramatic. Mm. England beating New Zealand in the cricket was, I mean, one of the most incredible, if not the most incredible cricket game ever. And of course, the Wimbledon Championships, I mean, 3 minutes short of 5 hours with two legends of the court slugging it out. The rallies were superb. The quality of tennis did not disappoint at all.
And Gavin, I guess in days gone by, one could tell one's class or social standing in England by asking what school they went to. Is now the question, did you watch the tennis or the cricket?
Yes, and certainly not Formula One.
No.
I guess that there is a bit of that in it, actually. The great thing was that, you know, cricket, the numbers of kids playing cricket in this country has really plummeted over recent years. And part of that is being blamed on the fact that it's not on free television. It's actually on. But the final, when England got through, it was decided that they would put it free to air. And I should imagine the figures are going to be massive.
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be a lot of young fellas picking up, and girls as well, picking up a cricket ball after, you know, they'd be very happy that Archer, the fast bowler, has been rushed through the system to become a British player.
Yeah, and a story, I think, of somebody that's come from nowhere to take that superb final over.
Yeah.
So I think he's, you know, hopes for lots of kids. He hasn't come from a privileged background. He hasn't come from a private school that's got lots of money to push at coaching and stuff. So, yeah, a real example there. And lots of people saying, you know what, once Andy Murray's gone, what the heck are we going to do for the tennis championship?
Yes. Hey, Gavin, I know from experience that London in summer is probably the greatest city on earth, and I can only imagine what the energy's like around the town today.
Yeah, the atmosphere in Trafalgar Square is amazing, absolutely amazing. The ticket value for the World Cup, normally a normal ticket is like a couple of $100, maybe a bit more. They were changing hands, I think, for in excess of 10,000 Aussie dollars, maybe even 20,000 Aussie dollars, quite easily, because people were desperate to get in. The fan zone in Trafalgar Square was just so much more relaxed. I mean, people were going absolutely mad. In fact, it's so near to Lord's and St. John's Wood, you could probably hear each other's groups shouting out and cheering. It was nail-biting stuff looking around. I have to say that, you know, I've got to feel so sorry for the Kiwis.
Yeah,
I mean, they
yeah.
played brilliantly. They were underrated. They were unlucky. And in the end, the real winner out of all this was cricket.
Yeah, well, both teams scored the same score.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing.
Brilliant.
It's like penalties in the World Game. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Hey, Gavin, a wonderful celebration, mate.
Indeed. Just one of those weekends I'm not going to forget, you know. And people say that a fair bit about matches they were at and, you know, claim to have seen this and that. But this is really one of those occasions where I think in time, about 50 million people will claim to have sat at Lord's and witnessed that match, because they'll all want to have said I was there.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Brilliant, mate. All the best. I'm an Australian cricket fan, Matt too, as so many of us are, and watching. I want to go back and watch that England celebration again, because it was tingling. Brilliant stuff. All the best.
Well, we got the Ashes next, boys.
Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah, we'll get you there. Thanks, buddy.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Amanda has been on the news way too much lately.
It has. We've seen a few bits and pieces of incidents happening that people, of course, have captured on film. Someone getting spat on at a McDonald's. And it all seems to be revolving around youth crime and bad behaviour. And residents, some residents are reported as saying that they feel unsafe in the city centre, and that basically the city centre has been taken over.
Yeah.
By, you know, aggressive young people.
Dawesville MP Zach Kirkup says, it's reached a point where the community is telling me they feel it's at a crisis level and they're being ignored by the government. Residents say that the town is under siege, and residents are also saying they're going to take matters into their own hands if something isn't done about it.
Well, that's not good.
Well, if you're running a small business and you might be working 80 or 90 hours a week, so you're already really pushed mentally and physically, and then people are just coming into your shop either after hours or whilst you're open during, you know, shopping hours, you're just taking stock out. That's got to be absolutely heartbreaking to you.
Oh, particularly when you feel completely powerless.
Yeah,
you don't know
to actually do something about it.
To do anything about it. And the fact that there's, you know, I guess when it's young people, and they're saying it's kids as young as 10.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it also, there's an element of despair about what's happening in our world, you know, if young people have got such disrespect and are so angry and lacking any kind of hope or vision for their future, mm-hmm. that fills you with despair.
Yeah. And the other thing is too that your suburb just gets blatantly, it's like tarred with the same brush, isn't it?
Of course.
I lived in Balga for 8 years. I know that any time I saw an ad, you know, someone would do something in Balga and I'd go, oh, Balga, it's so dodgy. And it's like, you come on, guys, you feel really like you've got to stand up for your suburb. So if you're living in Mandurah, 133353, is this happening? Because we've seen all these stories on the news. Does Mandurah actually feel like it's in a bit of a crisis when it comes to crime?
There's also the police stat that I heard last night. It was quite alarming. They're saying that people are saying they're under Mandurah, under person, so to speak, in Mandurah. But they're saying 30% of up to 30% of police officers are on the sick leave at the moment.
Is that flu stuff, or is that kind of
I'm not really sure exactly. I thought it was a really damning stat for a force that's already under pressure.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Okay, well, 133353. Over to you, Mandurah. Is the crime that bad? Are you experiencing this? Is it a real problem?
Well, and maybe you might need a laugh if it is that bad. So we've got a great caller of the day prize. It's tickets to see the one and only Ross Noble.
Ross Noble.
Absolutely brilliant on the 9th of August at the Astor Theatre. Tickets are on sale now from Ticketek, or win them with us.
Yeah, look, you've either got to laugh or you'll cry, I guess, with what's going on in Mandurah right now.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Yes, retailers and residents say their town is being held to ransom by unruly children as young as 10.
The kids are just out doing some youthful trouble.
Yes.
And we want to know if it's really this bad in Mandurah, how your experience has been. Rod is calling from Greenfields. Rod, you've been in Mandurah a long time.
I've been in Mandurah for 29 years. I must say in the last probably 6 to 12 months, it is getting worse. I think it's got a lot to do with the fact too that you're not allowed to do anything to kids anymore. You're not allowed to discipline them. It's kids that aren't disciplined properly that are getting away with this stuff. Two of my friends had their shop broken into, one twice in 2 weeks. He was on Today Tonight last week, and the other one was out in Falcon at a fishing shop. Yeah, I mean, my heart goes out to them because it's their livelihoods that are on the line.
Yeah,
but you're noticing an increase, Rod? It's different to how it used to be?
Well, it definitely is. I mean, my two kids work at McDonald's at two different stores in Mandurah, and my wife is, she's a manager at a store as well.
Right.
They said that they've never seen it as bad as what it was the other week with what was in the news.
Yeah.
But it is, and I notice it a lot at night, the unruly behaviour. Because I do Uber Eats deliveries, and you go down the Smart Street Mall. Now, I did notice too on the weekend that security and the police patrolling the area is stepping up.
Yep.
So they're doing what they can, but not enough is being done to curb the behaviour of these unruly kids. I mean, but it's not only kids either. And Kimber, I know what you're saying, like when you lived in Balga, people, you know, we get that sort of stuff as well.
Yeah, exactly.
On Facebook, something happens and it's like, oh, yeah, typical of Mandurah.
Yeah, but
it's rough because the rest of you are all doing a good job and you're all trying to do the right thing and be a sense of community. Yeah. It's really, you know, you don't want to be doing that to everybody, but it's just what keeps happening.
Yeah.
And it's unfair. It's unfair on the rest of the community, but...
Well, thanks, Rod. I mean, it's a shame to hear it is getting worse.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, that stain on the suburb thing can happen because it happened to Ballajura like 18 months ago. There was a run of news stories and, you know, things do happen. But it doesn't mean everywhere you walk is dangerous.
No, of course.
Let's go to Hall's Head. Donna, g'day there. How do you feel things are in Mandurah at the moment?
Well, I'm only a newbie. I've actually decided to live here with my partner and build a house, and we love it. But I have, I mean... I can only say that it's the same everywhere. I mean, I lived up north for the most part of my life, for nearly 30 years, from Broome to Karratha.
Yeah.
the crime was nothing at first, but the reason that we left was that it was just getting way out of hand.
Yeah, okay.
But you feel safe there now, Donna, in Mandurah or in Hill's Head?
I feel safer here now. Yep. I had lived in Albany for like 8 years, and the crime down there is shocking.
Is it really?
Yeah, you know, I mean, from murders to bashings to police officers getting assaulted, just going to check on a party.
Well, that's the thing. If we don't see those things in the news, then we assume they're not happening, and that's why we're just wondering whether it is all just being talked about a lot for Mandurah, or whether it's a real thing. Thanks, Donna.
No worries.
Good on you, Donna. Now, let's go to Lakelands.
Jacoba.
Yeah, hi. How are you going?
Good. How are you finding it, Jacoba? Is it, a problem in Mandurah with the crime?
Definitely. No, and it's definitely accelerating.
Yep.
I used to live in Halls Head. I've been down that way for about 10 years. I've got a 20-year-old and a 14-year-old. So my 20-year-old's gone all through high school there. Yep. It's definitely accelerated since she's been at high school. She actually works at the 24-hour petrol station. Mm. She comes home, and I used to work there too. She comes home and tells me all sorts of stories, you know. It is really getting bad. There's young kids wandering the streets quite late at night, and I mean, you see the things on the news with the people running in and out, the kids running in and out of the shops and stealing stuff. Mm. That is all definitely true. I actually saw an incident just yesterday, and the schools, they're so bad. It's really bad all over. Okay. My daughter actually goes to school with the three girls that were in the incident at McDonald's.
Right.
And I was absolutely disgusted. I can't believe it. The poor kid behind the counter.
Yeah, awful.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, this is really disappointing to hear that it is like people are really feeling threatened and uncomfortable in their own suburbs.
Just live behind locked doors as well.
And as Rod alluded to, I mean, yes, great to have more police and security, but at the end of the day, that's just a band-aid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie. The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Bit of gossip for you when we get back.
Okay.
She has been in our homes for decades, but she's getting a makeover.
We're into having the most fun on wheels. That's why we're into the Barbie Western Fun Motorhome.
Okay. It's not the motorhome this time, though.
Well, what's happening?
Barbie goes Bowie.
Right. Really up with the times.
It is the 50th anniversary of David Bowie's Space Oddity, and Mattel have created a Barbie to honour the pioneer of sound and vision, David Bowie.
Oh, he'd be so proud.
Wouldn't he? What's she doing, Barbie Stardust?
Look, she's pretty awesome. She is. She's wearing a striped metallic spacesuit with the red platform boots.
Right, okay.
The black nail polish and the Ziggy Stardust hair. Mm-hmm. And, you're wearing your Bowie shirt today.
Yeah, we've got Bowie on.
Actually, that's just what Barbie looks like.
Yeah.
It's going to set you back $50 US.
Oh,
but it's pretty cool.
Hey, that photo you just showed me, she looks a bit weird.
Well, she's Barbie dressed up as David Bowie. She's always going to look a bit weird.
Strange, man.
It is a bit strange. Yeah. Now, Ed Sheeran, guys, he has admitted that fame has left him feeling like a zoo animal.
Oh.
And he's unable to trust people.
Oh, Ed.
This sounds really rubbish. He said, it makes me feel like I'm not human. What really cuts me off is if you're having a moment with someone which is really genuine.
Yes.
And it's so nice. And at the end, they asked for a picture.
He
hates that. And he said, if I'm eating in a restaurant now, I have to get a private room because if I eat in the public room, people film me while I'm eating my food.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
That would be horrible and annoying.
Absolutely.
How about the tradies rolled up to that property he's got? They're almost like a small town.
Yeah, the Suffolk Estate.
And they drive in and the price goes from £400 to £4,000.
I bet it does.
Yeah. Rich guy.
But, he said he's suffering really big anxiety now and he doesn't like large groups of people. So now he's started taking four of his closest friends on tour with him. He's ditching his mobile phone and he's only keeping his four mates because they're the only people he trusts.
Entourage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and his wife.
Fame. It's not all it's cracked up to be, is it, Matt?
Well, no, it isn't. I've had some tough times myself.
Yeah.
But I remember Billy Connolly once, who's, been very open about his struggles with mental health.
Yep.
He was asked, what does fame mean to you? And he said something like, it's being rich enough to build a very big wall.
Oh, yeah.
Which says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I like the latest Rolling Stones. There's a doco out there, The Stones, which is on Netflix. And Mick Jagger says, you have to separate this, talking about on stage, to your real world. Yes. And he has that separation, which has kept him in the game.
Yeah.
Kept him healthy as well.
Yeah.
Not easy to do.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the Globe Theatre?
Yes,
built
I
in,
am.
Yeah, you were, Maddie, you would be built in the 1500s, William Shakespeare's Theatre in London.
Oh, that Globe.
Lots of wood.
Well, the second Globe is coming to Perth.
Oh, really?
It is a pop-up Globe. It's the world's first full-scale temporary working replica of Shakespeare's Theatre.
Yeah.
And it's a pop-up and it's going to be at Crown Perth from Wednesday, October 9. Ah. And to celebrate it, they're going to have four of Shakespeare's most spectacular and most popular works.
Yeah.
Hamlet, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Measure for Measure, and The Twelfth Night.
Yep.
So you can check that out. Tickets are on sale from 10 a.m. today at popupglobe.com.au. And tickets are only from $29. So if you want to see something a bit different.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a really cool theatre. I'm really interested to see how they've made it pop up because it's huge. Nice.
I mean, I'm not belittling Ed Sheeran's anxieties at being famous, but imagine being an actor in those days in Shakespearean times where
goodness.
The crowd were throwing things at you.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, like old pheasants.
Yeah. And,
Ah, the Globe. That is your daily juice.
Yeah.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Woo! Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Work.
She's not a newsreader, but here's what Jim King missed.
He's back, Captain Paul.
We're back.
Hey.
Hey.
Well done, mate.
All right. Internet. That's all.
We're out.
Is it good? I mean, is it evil?
Well, yeah, just another story about the weird things that the internet sort of has revealed, I guess, about us as a species. I mean, not that it's new. It's just that now it's sort of out in the open.
Yeah.
And this story is about a young lady called Hannah Kane, who's a reporter with My London, the obviously well-known publication.
Clearly. Yeah. Yeah. That's a broadsheet.
Oh, yeah, My London. I work for My London.
Oh, I've spent the whole holiday reading it.
Yeah, it's wonderful stuff. Who has made some money flogging her dirty socks on the internet.
But I'm a creep. I'm a
little... Oh, yeah.
Is she the creepy one for selling her socks?
Well, who knows? So she's decided to give it a go, and she called her mum one morning or one evening after wearing the said pair of socks all day.
Sure.
And said, "Mum, let's go for a run so I can sell my socks on Facebook." And mum's gone, "Oh, I'm so proud of Hannah.
Yeah.
Let's go for a run. Let's do it."
Not only is she working at My London, but she's now selling her dirty socks to creeps on the internet.
At school, she was the most likely to succeed by selling sweaty socks.
She certainly was. And so they went for a run. So, you know, worn all day, very smelly, puts them up on the internet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, just as an experiment to see, you know, what would happen.
Yeah.
I put them on for 10 quid, and within 15 minutes, five blokes have said. And now, to be fair, Hannah has made the point that no one was creepy.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Okay. They were all very nice.
All very nice.
There's a lot of foot fetishes out there.
And that's it. And they were all very open with her and said, "Look, I am a fetishist. I like dirty socks." And indeed, all of them said, "Not only do I want the socks, but have you got anything else that you've been wearing?"
They want a regular subscription.
Yes, one did ask for a weekly supply.
Oh,
that's not creepy, that part?
Well, I don't know, but at least it's done with good manners.
Oh, I guess.
There's less weird ways to make money on the internet. But, you know, that's not bad, just dirty socks.
And she made 10 quid. For a pair of dirty socks.
Oh, she'll get lots of cheap socks now, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And go to town on it.
So, you know, if things go pear-shaped here, it's good to know, KC, you've got another way of earning
a
quid.
I'm already working on it. I mean, well, do I have to run in them?
No. Oh, yeah. See, that's where the plan falls down.
Doesn't it?
There's only one thing you have to do. That'll get nice and sweaty.
Kimber's selling her "I laid around the house in these undies."
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.